This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Getting up, getting out, or only just getting home? It's Joy Weekend Breakfast.
I want to say a very big warm and welcome back to Elite Australian gymnast Heath Thorpe. Good morning, Heath.
Hello, good morning. How are you guys?
It's great. It's great to have you back on Joy 94.9 with us again today.
I'm happy to be back.
That's good. So now, good to have you with you. With us.
There's been a lot of stuff going on. And Paul, you are, I think, Heath's number one fan because you always keep me posted and said, hey, it's tomorrow. We find out if he gets through and all this stuff. But where are we starting, Paul? Because this interview has got the potential to go quite serious quite quick.
Yeah, let's just lighten it up a bit. So Heath, as you know, Australia's one of Australia's premier male gymnastics individuals. And there was a selection process, Heath, that was going to talk about taking an Australian team to the World Championship. So just tell us about that process and where you sat within that process.
Mm-hmm. So the process we're talking about was, the selection to the World Championships, which actually acts as the biggest Olympic qualifier. So five Australians were selected to go, and unfortunately, I was not one of them. This came off the back of the Australian Championships, which was only in May, where I actually won the Australian title. So it was a bit of a shock to myself and kind of everyone in the gymnastics world to see that I wasn't named to the team. Which was pretty disappointing, but it's all been a bit crazy, to be honest.
And just give us a quick reminder. You've done a few competitions recently, and you've actually ended up, in the top echelons of those competitions.
Mm.
Yeah, this year's been really good. From basically May onwards, had a bit of a rocky start, but I guess that's a part of peaking as an athlete. But we had Oceania Championships, which I helped qualify the quota spot for the team to the World Championships for Australia. And that was a really good competition. And then Australian Championships as well. So, yeah.
So
Heath, in not being selected, there's, one perspective might be that there's an athlete that's got sour grapes and really you don't belong in the team. But you actually appealed this, went to the National Sports Tribunal because of not sour grapes. That, tell me your criteria, tell me your weighting. What have I got or not got in comparison to those that have been selected? What happened at the tribunal?
Yeah, so with the policies that are available on the Gymnastics Australia website, they are quite vague in the sense that it doesn't help us understand what we need to do to be selected. So it'll have a primary and secondary target for the event.
Yeah.
But essentially what happened with this was the primary target was dropped and it went to the secondary target. So I took that to the National Sports Tribunal because I felt the selection events weren't weighted correctly because I had just won the Australian Championships and then medaled on a bunch of events. So I took that, and basically the National Sports Tribunal found that they didn't weight the selection events, which was our case. And then it was referred back to Gymnastics Australia to then weight the selection events. However, we just got notified that they selected the same team by weighting all events equally. So that was really frustrating. And I could have had this option to go through a second appeal through the NST, but at that point, it just had cost so much money and it was exhausting. This was like weeks of a legal case, and I kind of just wanted to, put it behind me and move on.
So the appeal was rushed as well, because I think it was heard the day before the team was meeting at the Australian Institute of Sports as for a boot camp, basically. As they're rushing through it, am I right in understanding the tribunal? They sound a little, weak, insofar as they can't insist. They've just said to Gymnastics Australia, go away and do some waiting and have another look at Heath's file. And basically they've come back and said, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, from what we understood, it kind of acted as this like advisory committee. They review the findings, but because they're not experts in gymnastics, it happens with all sports that they refer it back to the sporting federation with the findings, because that's where the expertise is supposed to lie. It was our understanding that could be the case, but it was still a bit of a shock when it was upheld and then didn't go through again.
So, Heath, just for my clarity, if you go through that process and you've been asking for some data effectively that says, just tell us how you got to this decision, have they published those weightings for those individual gymnast versus you, so you can actually see some of those variances?
In the NST file, you'll see that I referenced the rankings they gave us, and they had me second in the all-around by achieved score, highest potential on the all-around, second on floor, third on pommel, first on ring, second on vault, second on high bar. So quite a lot of top rankings with the data they gave us. So it basically was that consistency by their terms was the reason I wasn't selected, but that was actually the argument that our other NST found persuasive from our end. So yeah, you can go read the file and it kind of dives into it a little bit more, but a lot of it still isn't public, obviously.
No, so you can't actually see, with all those finishes that you had in those sort of top positions, you can't see the weighting that was applied that still meant you fell outside of their selection.
Yeah, I mean, we also didn't ever get the weighting for the selection events because they just decided to weight all selection events equally. So, yeah.
Regardless of technicality or difficulty. If folks want to play along at home and actually see the determination that was handed down by the National Sports Tribunal, you can just head to the nationalsportstribunal.gov.au and all their decisions are listed on the website. I had a fascinating read and I found myself getting really frustrated because I'm going, hang on, if they've picked five people and across all this weighting, you're in the three every time, sometimes one, sometimes two, you're nodding profusely through the Zoom right now. Like, how does that, I'm simple, but five people and you're always in the top three? What the?
Heath, I think you need to know that, you know, as a community, we've got our arms metaphorically wrapped around you. This whole process wasn't cheap either. So as a, I'm not going to say a poor athlete, but, you know, an athlete of limited resources, you've had to fund this appeal process yourself. And so you've set up a GoFundMe page to try and help recover some of those legal costs.
Yeah, definitely. As you said, I set up the GoFundMe page because the appeal process from start to finish, including all the internal fees and application fees, but then also my own legal representation was, yeah, $19,000. And it's cool that I can work through social media and kind of have this like profile that allows me to have this career, but I'm 22, so I haven't had to build those savings. So yeah, it's definitely not an easy feat.
So if anyone listening wants to try and help support those legal costs for Heath, just give us the details of where they can find the GoFundMe page, Heath.
I mean, you can probably just go to my Instagram or Twitter or TikTok, really any socials, and it'll be linked in my bio.
I just want to highlight one of the comments that I see on this GoFundMe page, and I won't say who's put it up there, but this comment says, "Visibility matters. I know it's tough, but you're amazing and you're doing amazing things." What are they talking about when they mean visibility?
I guess queer representation in gymnastics. So we've spoken about it before. It's not an often occurrence. You know, there's still very few of us. So gymnastics has little space for queer folk at the moment, but I'm glad that I can be one of the ones standing there.
When we caught up with you ages ago, Heath, that was one of my surprise moments because maybe, and I'm going to stereotype and offend, but, you know, the movement, the style, the grace, the outfits, there's a campness to gymnastics in Ando's little mind. And I was blown away when you said, no, it's actually not many artists are out not many gymnasts are out and it's quite closed. I was blown away by that. And this kind of feels a bit like that too.
Yeah, it's all very surprising. It's an unknown world to many.
So Heath, one thing we're desperate for is we want to get leaps still in your floor routines. And I'm glad to say you're still training, but you've made an announcement as well that you're going to be heading over to Germany. Just give us a little story about what's happening there.
Yeah, so there's actually a few professional leagues in Europe, which is really cool. And the one I'm going to is called the Bundesliga. So that's in Germany. And basically, German clubs compete against each other and they can pay an international athlete to kind of join the team and help out. So I'll be doing that through September through to November. And then I'll be basing myself in Europe for a little bit of an extended period for some more training and competition opportunities.
Because again, I think the last time we spoke to you, you were in Gwent in Belgium. Are you going to go back to Belgium again and work out with the team over there? Are you going to stay in Germany?
No. So at this stage, I'll be based in Belgium. And the plan is to train with the national team there.
Awesome. Now, if you do those competitions in Europe in the Bundesliga, have I pronounced that right? Will that also count, you think, towards your selection criteria going into Paris 2024 selection?
I mean, they're not actually, and none of those competitions would be in the selection policies, but the idea is it's kind of going to help me build a few more competition experiences before the selection events. So fingers crossed that it will all kind of work out in the end.
We're keeping our fingers crossed that you actually go over there and find a renewed enthusiasm and a lot of energy from those other gymnasts that really buoy up your performance.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the goal.
Heath, it's been incredible. Let's just recap in terms of if folks, you know, one of the beautiful things about the Rainbow community and our allies is that we get behind really important causes. If people want to support Heath around recouping the legal costs for this fight for standing up for visibility in gymnastics, they can head to GoFundMe, Heath Thorpe, T-H-O-R-P-E. You can follow on Twitter, socials. You're incredible, mate.
Thank you. I appreciate your support.
And you know, if any young person's listening out there really wants to know how to do something with a little style, Heath, you really conduct yourself. One of the reasons I'm you know, a big supporter of you is you conduct yourself with such grace, both on and off the mat or the rings or the bar, whatever you're doing. And I think, you know, we really want you to succeed. So promise us you'll go to Germany, and maybe when you've come back on the other side in November, come and see us again and give us a quick update on how you've gone on in the Bundesliga, and we can tell everyone what you're up to.
Yeah, I'd love to come back and talk to you guys after it all.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks for joining us this morning. It's Australian elite gymnast Heath Thorpe here on Joy 94.9. Best of luck, Heath, and we'll see you in a few months' time.
Thank you. Pleasure, guys.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.